It was a tough loss on the weekend. They've got a massive game this Sunday as well. Let's see how things are travelling out there in Panther Town. Trent Merrin joins us on the line. G'day, Trent.
How are we going?
Yeah, well, how are you going? We must be ruining that. Well, not so much the performance, because I think the performance was okay, but letting that game get away from you, what was Anthony Griffin's thoughts straight after the game?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough loss. I think we've had a good few weeks leading up to that. I think we let ourselves down, I think, in our attack. I think Hook was pretty... He was really happy with the way we defended the game. I think we made 400 to their 200 tackles. So usually a team would probably get beat by 20 in those stats. But no, he was pretty pleased with our defensive effort. I think our attack really let us down there.
Overall, Trent, how do you think you are going? There's always areas, even if you're flying, that you'd want to improve, but how do you think you're travelling at this stage?
Yeah, I think we're getting better week in, week out. I think our defence is where it needs to be at. Obviously, we can always continue to work on that, but I think that the thing that's really letting us down at the moment is our attack. Our completion rate's not up to scratch. I think give quality teams too much ball, they're definitely going to make a run with it. So that's our main focus at the moment is just to control the ball and grind some teams down.
If it's a fair play that beat you. So, I mean, I know it would be hard for you to appreciate it, but the try was as spectacular as it gets, and then the goal might have been better.
It was, mate. It was heartbreaking, to be honest. I think we were standing behind the line just wishing he'd missed the kick. But, yeah, just the whole sequence up to that was it was great effort by them. It was bad on our side to put him in that position to be able to do so. I think we're on top of him the whole game until that last 10 minutes. So, it was a credit to him to finish it off the way they did.
Earlier in the game, I thought Matty Moylan should have been taken from the field for a head injury assessment. He copped a knock with Granville and didn't go off the field. But what he did do was get to his feet as quickly as he can. And from what I understand now, they're looking at players who are down on the ground for an extended period. Has there been talk, and whether you're prepared to share it with us, but has there been talk about getting off the ground quickly if you want to stay on the field?
Not at all. I think not too many teams would want to talk about that. I think it's something that you don't want to see happen in the game. And I think... the player welfare is number one at our club. I think if someone goes down with a pretty serious head knock, the player's the first worry rather than the team. So it's never been spoken about at our club. I think our player welfare and care of the players at our club are number one. So and hopefully that goes along with every club as well.
You're taking on the Rabbitohs, mate. They've not been going so well. 2 wins out of 8.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough one. They've got big Sammy Burgess back too, so he's going to add a lot of punch to their team, and they're going to be excited for that as well, and playing at their home ground. So they'll be ready to go. I think our biggest focus is us. We just need to concentrate on us throughout the week and focus on the little things that we can control. I think that's the only team that's really beaten us at the moment is ourselves. So... we just need to get a few things right on our side, and hopefully we do a good job against the Bunnies.
Greg Alexander's been at training. Now, I'm not sure that he's
You're
been
saying how
with,
fit does he look
with your kicking game, Trent? But yeah, he does look fit.
Oh,
doesn't
he's
he,
kept
Brandy?
Himself in good shape.
Has he been noticeable that he's been around? Has it been a quiet thing?
No, it's been great, mate. To have a legend like him around. Especially the young players that we have coming through. I think a mature head like Brandy there to really help them out with their vision in the game and their kicking game is definitely a credit to himself to take his time out to come down and help us out. And, I know the players get a lot out of it as well. I think there's not too many players you can look around at training and see a legend out in the field there helping around. So, mate, we absolutely love him out there on the field.
Yeah, it's great. Now, we keep hearing Boyd Cordner is struggling with this calf muscle. Seen limping significantly yesterday, and the suggestion is that he will need every one of the days in recovery leading up to the game. Has there been any contact from Laurie Daly to you? I know you were called into the squad at the 11th hour for the previous game. Has there been any contact?
No, there's been no contact. I think everyone knows what Woody's like. He's a tough man, and I need probably every day leading up to it, but he'll make the most of it those every days too. So he's a professional. He's a captain for a reason, and I know that he'll put himself in the best position to lead him out in the field come game three and do a great job against them.
And if he's not there, who would you make captain?
Oh, God. Mate, that's a tough one, that.
Put your selector's hat on, Trent.
There's a few players there. It'd be nice to see Big Tyson Frizzell lead him out.
Oh.
He's definitely a leader, and he does a great job at club level too. So, me personally, I'd like to see him take on the rank. So, but in saying that, I know that Boydy Cordner would do his best and put himself in a good position to get the job done.
A lot of talk about Daly Cherry Evans, Trent. What's he like to play against? He's a very much what's in front of him sort of play, instinctive. His form's red hot, and I think he should be selected for Queensland. What's he like to play against?
Yeah, he's the brains player, I think, especially when the middles are tired, he comes alive and really tests those players out back through the middle. But mate, he's been great this year. He's really doing well under Trent Barrett there, and he's getting the best out of him. So mate, it's a tough thing to say. I think every selector's got different opinions in their head. I think they're looking at Benny Hunt or Cherry Evans. So, mate, to be honest, I don't really care who they do.
No, that's right.
It's up to them. It's probably a good thing for New South Wales that they're really struggling with selection. So, yeah, mate, it'd be great for Cherry to get in there again. And good luck to him.
Yeah, hope he gets in and loses by 15.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Hey, Trent, massive game for you guys on the weekend. Appreciate your time this morning and good luck for that match against South Sydney.
Thanks for having me, guys.